It's 79 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 92.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Ariel Schmidtke, an aerialist, strangely enough, and a physical performer. Ariel has a performance for the public this coming Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock at Theater Now at 10th and Dock Streets. Ariel, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm super happy to be here.
Now, Ariel's Tuesday performance is called A Length of Rope, featuring aerial arts, acrobatics, and puppetry. Now, Ariel, before we talk about this show itself that's coming up on Tuesday, tell us about contemporary circus. That's the kind of performance that you do. We'll be seeing on Tuesday. What is that? What does that mean, contemporary circus?
So contemporary circus is kind of the most current circus that we have. It's just circus has moved through its transitions a lot like dance has moved from ballet to modern dance to contemporary dance. And so circus has gone from our traditional circus, which most people see as like the three-ring circus, animals, huge spectacle, really amazing acrobatic tricks. And then in about the 1960s, it started to transition to something called New Circus, which originated in France and then moved over to the United States. New Circus was like what you would see with Cirque du Soleil, performances that no longer incorporate animals as much. They might have a few more narrative elements, but they're still very based in like the trick and a big spectacle, very colorful costuming. And they might not have quite as linear of a story as what contemporary circus works with. And so then moving into contemporary circus, it's much more married to theater and telling an actual story, and the tricks are still there, but they're more subtle and more ingrained in the actual storytelling itself. So you're no longer focused and waiting for that really big culminating trick. You're kind of watching it as it integrates into the story itself.
Very interesting. And that's the kind of work that you do. Now, I've seen you and some other folks perform in this kind of way. And particularly, I'd like to talk about your aerialism, about that kind of work that you do as a part of contemporary circus. I've seen you perform. I've seen some others perform. It takes a tremendous amount of strength and training and commitment to do this work. How did you begin?
I started as a gymnast. I was put in gymnastics at about 3 years old. Went with that until I was about 13 when the gym where I grew up closed down. And since there wasn't anything nearby, I couldn't continue doing that. And that was really hard for me because it was something I absolutely devoted my life to growing up. I think it developed my body and my physicality in a way that has never left me, even though I stopped doing it for a long time. And so when I was about 19 years old, I was living in Bellingham, Washington, where there was a troupe called Dream Science Circus. And I saw some of the shows that they did, and I saw the aerialists, and I saw the acrobats. And I knew that that was absolutely what I wanted to do because I missed gymnastics so much. And as an adult, there's not much that you can do as a gymnast. That's very much a young person's sport. But circus is a little less hard on your body, and I know people who are doing it into old age. So I started taking classes with them. I actually wanted to be an acrobat, but they weren't teaching any classes, but they said they had aerial classes. So I was like, okay, I don't know what that is, but I'll try it out. And I completely fell in love with it.
Now, some people listening right now, they don't know exactly what you mean when you say aerialist either. So tell us a little bit about it.
So what I think most people are really used to seeing by this point is the silks, which are big pieces of fabric that hang from the ceiling. I started out on that, but then I moved over to trapeze. I do something called static trapeze, which isn't like the people who are over nets tossed from one person to another, but it's just a trapeze hanging from the ceiling, and you do tricks on it, dance moves on it, but it stays in one place. And so I started in Bellingham, and then at one point, really wanted to become a professional circus performer, and I auditioned for an actual circus school in Montreal. But at that time, I was about 22 years old, and the people they were accepting into that program were all about 17, 18 years old.
It always amazes me, these kind of activities where, you know, by the time you're 22, you're like over the hill.
Right. So I kind of figured I was never going to be like in Cirque du Soleil, but I knew I loved doing it, and it was definitely a way I enjoyed expressing myself. So when I was 22, I decided to go to Paris, and I trained at a circus school there and just kind of studied contemporary circus, because since it originated there, there's still so much going on, and I could go to a circus show almost every night of the week. And so I stayed there about 3 months, just learning as much as I could. And I came back to the U.S. and then started writing my own shows, because I had seen all these people performing in the style that I really enjoyed. And I brought it back. And this new show is my big piece that has come from all of that inspiration.
And so this show, it's called A Length of Rope. It's on Tuesday. The showtime is 8 o'clock. Doors will open at 7:30. But showtime, 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, A Length of Rope. And that's at Theater Now, 10th and Dock Streets. We have about a minute or so left. Could you tell us a little bit about how you create meaning through physical performance, and specifically about this show? This is a really big deal.
So for me, the show still has narrative elements. I mean, it has a setting, it has characters, it has a conflict, it has a resolution. The show is performed with two apparatuses. It has a single rope, which is just looks like a climbing rope that hangs from the ceiling, and a trapeze. And there's definitely a struggle between those two apparatuses. And the struggle really can be anything that the audience sees through it. I mean, I have my own meaning for it, but I like to leave it open-ended enough that people can kind of perceive what they need from it. So whatever that conflict may be, it may be two places you've lived in your life, two types of personalities you've had in your life. It might be two different choices you have to make. And it can be something as simple as two different apparatuses that you love. Because as a circus performer, I've always had to decide between, do I want to be a rope performer? Do I want to be a silk performer? Do I want to be a trapeze performer?
So we're going to see this tension between these two pieces of equipment and you bringing that to life. You also have some shadow puppetry.
Mm-hmm. The shadow puppetry is kind of the exposition. It right. moves the story along.
Ariel, we are out of time. Thank you so much. I can't wait for your show. It's 12:06.